Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters. Recently, I've begun my preparations for the Christmas season. I've begun working on all the Advent services, the Nativity program, and the services for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. I've even begun listening to some Christmas carols just to try and get me in the mood. As I've been thinking about the wonder and the miracle of Christmas, I was struck by the fact that everything in the biblical narrative is backward when it comes to Christmas. Let me try and offer a few examples. First, God comes to humanity. This surely cannot be correct. In every other religion in the world, humans try to become like God. We strive to make ourselves worthy of God's love, but not with Christianity. God comes to us because He knows that we can never come to Him. Secondly, the virgin gives birth to a son. Virgins don't have babies unless they are Emmanuel, God with us, as promised in Isaiah 7:14. Third, a child comes to save, not an adult. God chose to come to earth as a helpless, tiny, humble infant, not as a powerful politician or general. How can salvation come from a little child? Not only that, but this child was not born in a world-class city, into a five-star hospital with a wealthy family. No, instead, he was born in a stable, to a family who would soon become homeless refugees. This is not how we would have scripted it. The angels announced the birth of God's Son not to King Herod or to the religious officials in Jerusalem at the temple, but to a group of unclean, uneducated, and unwanted shepherds. God proclaims the birth of Jesus to society's outcasts. And to top that all off, these shepherds go to worship the Lamb of God, who would take away the sin of the world. Jesus, called the sinless, spotless Lamb of God, is adored by the shepherds. But isn't that how God chooses to work? He masks Himself in the flesh and blood of the infant, in the flesh of the Savior hanging on the cross, in the glorified flesh of the risen Christ, who conquered death for us, under the bread and the wine. Yes, things really are backward at Christmas, but maybe we shouldn't expect anything else. When God comes to us, that turns everything upside down. This Christmas, why not get things right side up? Come along and worship Jesus, God who is with us, God who forgives us, God who gives us life, Emmanuel. God is with us, so come and be with Him at church this Christmas. Let us pray. God, who has made Thine only begotten Son the Savior of humanity and did give Him the name Jesus, mercifully grant that we who worship His name on earth may joyfully behold Him in heaven. Through that same Jesus Christ, Your Son, our Lord. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.